Let us bow our heads for a word of prayer. O gracious and almighty Heavenly Father, again we come now in the name of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We come again with thanksgiving and praise in our hearts. Thank you for this day. Thank you for this gathering. Thank you for New Bethlehem. Thank you for this great pastor. Keep us, we can't keep ourselves. We kept by the power of the living God. Let me say what you want me to say. Clear my mind where I can think right. And everything said and done, you got the glory, the honor. You got all the praises. It's in the powerful name of Jesus, and the whole church say amen. To our great pastor, the pastor of this great church, Pastor Rogers and wife, and all the preachers that may be present, all my sisters and brothers in Christ Jesus. It's just good to be here. Just good to be here. Thank God for another chance. Thank God for another time that we can come to say something about Jesus. If you will you turn your Bibles to Philippians 2, 9 through the 11th verse. Philippians 2, 9 through the 11th verses. It said, therefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, for things in heaven and things in the earth and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. We're going to use just for a few moments, just the name Jesus. Hallelujah. Just the name Jesus. If you notice here that every knee got to bow to this name, bow now or bow later, but you got to bow. Even the devil, even all the folks in hell got to bow. All the angels got to bow to the name Jesus. He's some kind of Jesus. If you don't know him, you just need to get to know Jesus. A year ago, I told you, and we were dealing with marriage, and I said, if you have a fighting husband, if he get at you, want to hit you, I said, make sure you ain't done nothing now. And I said, just call on the name of Jesus. And if he don't leave you alone, call me. There's something about his name that man don't understand. Even the devil don't understand this name. It's been exalted above every name, and at this country name every knee got to bow to it. So bow now or bow later. We don't have to go nowhere looking for another Jesus. God have only one of his kind. who can die when he get ready. Stay dead long as he want to. He get up when he feel like it. Cause he God alone. And he doesn't need nobody or nothing. Sometimes folks say, well, I just ain't going to church no more. Always remember this, you'll need Jesus before Jesus would need you. Always remember that. He in no hurt for nothing and nobody. Brother Pastor Roger, after pastoring 40 years of preaching, I have found out something about the devil. He don't care how we have church, just have it without Jesus. Because he know he can't do nothing with the name of Jesus. Bless his holy name. Just the name Jesus is all we need in this life, in the life to come. Many people need to know who Jesus is. When you find out who he is, you'll stop leaning on yourself. You'll stop leaning on what you got. You'll stop leaning on your education. You'll start leaning on Jesus. You find out you can't do nothing without Jesus. Just the name Jesus. Thank God for Abraham. Thank God for Isaac. Thank God for Jacob. Thank God for all the angels. But thank God for Jesus. He all you need. Listen what I said. I said he all you need. When everything else fails you, you can count on Jesus. Mama may put you down. Son may put you down. Husband may go off and leave you. But just don't walk off and leave Jesus. He's somebody to have. Just his name. And you need him and can't do nothing without. It's something about his name. It's been exalted above every name. Regardless of who it is, he got to bow. I told my folks years ago, bow now, or bow later, because you got to bow. And my brothers and sisters, if we remove the name of Jesus out the Bible, you'll have some truth, but you won't have no life. You see, Jesus is life to us. Man went to hell. God Almighty. Thank God for Jesus. He's here to keep us from going to hell. That's what you call him life. He is our life. We deserve hell for what we've done. But thank God for Jesus. Oh, boy. Sometimes we just don't treat him right. We think Jesus need us. What God need with me? What God need with you? Nothing. He was Jesus before you got here. He gonna be Jesus while you're here. He gonna be Jesus when you're gone. He Jesus, always Jesus. We Lord have mercy. We take him too lightly. We take him too light. We think he's something to play with. Jesus, he nothing to play with. He God alone. He don't need nobody. He doesn't need nothing. He God by himself. God told the wind to be still. No problem. Everybody obey God but man. He told the sun to stand still. No problem. He told life to obey him. No problem. He told sickness to obey him. No problem. He told the life, he told the world, he told the heaven to obey him. No problem. He told hell to obey him. No problem. He told animals to obey him. No problem. But hard-headed man. Let me say it like I want to say it. Hard-headed us. Why the devil always want us to disobey Jesus? That's a good question. Why? Because what Jesus done for us. Jesus went to hell for us. Jesus took my place. Jesus took my
of God. Jesus is our grace. We ain't got nothing to boast and brag about. We ain't got nothing to say, Lord, here I am. I'm betting somebody else. We ain't no betting nobody else. If we don't bathe, we'll stink like everybody else. You got to always remember that you would need Jesus before Jesus would need you. Bless his holy name. And I remember years ago, bless his holy name, things went out. Word went out. Talk about prosperity. What money can do. Prosperity. All we do is talk about money. What money can do. The real church have allowed prosperity gospel to mess some of us up. God Almighty. Thank God for money. Yeah. Folks steal money. Thank God for money. We need money to survive in time like these. But God got the best thing out the reach of money. Always remember this. I said, God have the best thing out the reach of money. And my brothers and sisters, money can buy some things, but the money doesn't buy all things. Money can buy happiness, Lord have mercy, but money can't buy no joy. It's out the reach of money. Money can buy medication, but money cannot buy healness. Money can buy insurance, but money cannot buy security. Money can buy loyalty, but money cannot buy no love. Money can buy eyeglasses, but money cannot buy no vision. Money can buy a man, but money doesn't buy a husband. Money can buy a woman, but money doesn't buy a wife. God has the best thing out the reach of money. Thank God for these things, but thank God for Jesus, the one who done something for us that nobody can ever do. I'm glad today that I know his name. And my brothers and sisters, Jesus have been highly exalted. I get happy thinking about it. Highly exalted. Highly exalted. Elevated. Promoted. Magnify. Raise. Praise above every name. And at the name Jesus, every knee got to bow. Every tongue got to confess. It'd be the best to confess now before it be too late. But one day you got to bow. Folks in hell got to bow. Even that bad devil got to bow. And all of his angels. Because every knee shall bow. Every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. To give God glory and give him praise. We nothing without him. And I'm glad today I know him as my Lord and my Savior. And my brothers and sisters, if you would ever put your mind and state and life on Jesus and try to live without him, you done lost your mind. I say, if you ever try to live without Jesus, you have lost your mind. He is a strange God. The only God who can live without nothing. The only God need nobody and still be God. He said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you about it. He got all power in his hand. And he can do anything, but he just can't fail. And my brothers and sisters, I have found out these 40 years of being a pastor, regardless of how rich you may be, you're going to need Jesus. Regardless of how healthy you may be, you're going to need Jesus. Regardless of how popular you may be, you're going to need Jesus. Regardless of how famous you may be, you're going to need Jesus. Regardless of how educated you may be, you're going to need Jesus. Regardless of how ignorant you may be, you're going to need Jesus. Regardless of how poor you may be, you're going to need Jesus. Regardless of how good you think you are, you're going to need Jesus. Regardless of how lovely you think you are, you're going to need Jesus. I find out that in these last and evil days, we will need Jesus before Jesus will need us. And all of our needs is in the name of Jesus. Just the name is all we need. The King of life, he is. He is the joy of life. He is the peace of life. He is the love of life. He is the good of life. He is the truth of life. He is the bread of life. He is the water of life. He is the doctor of life. He is the lawyer of life. He is the healer of life. He is the boss of life. He is the beginning of life. And he is the ending of life. I find out we can't do nothing without Jesus. There's no real life outside the life of Jesus Christ. And I'm glad today that I know him as being my Lord and my Savior. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus is all we need. We need Jesus before Jesus we need. Because everything is in the hand of the Lord. And my brothers and sisters, God is good to all of us. I said the Lord is good to all of us. God has brought us from the rocks of our cradle up to this present moment. In him we live, move, and have our being. He was the one who started us on our way. The old folks said he woke me up early this morning. He started me on my way. He is the way, the truth, and the life. If anybody needs Jesus, it's us. Cause you can read the Bible and can quote a few scriptures. You think you have it made, but you got to have some faith to know that he's able to do anything, but he just can't fail because he got all power in his hand. Jesus is the only name above every name. And at that name, every knee got to bow. God told the wind to be still, no problem. He told the sun to stand still, no problem. He told life to be still, no problem. He told sickness to obey him, no problem. Whole life obey him, no problem. animals obey him, no problem. But when it comes down to man, why do we have a problem? Why do we have a problem when it comes down to us about Jesus? He is the problem solver. I found out something that the devil wants you to believe in everything and put your trust in everything but Jesus Christ. He the one can solve all problems. Problem has to come to him. He don't go to problems. We got to know who he is. If anybody can die when he wants to die and stay dead as long as he wants to stay dead and get up when he feels like it, look like folks ought to give him some attention. He died and stayed dead as long as he wants to stay dead. But the old folks are early Sunday morning. He got up with all power in his hand. White power, black power, green power, all power in his hand. And he can do anything, but he just can't fail. He won't have a trust to be in him. But in these last days, why are we so ashamed of him? Why are we ashamed when it comes down to lifting up his name? But when we get sick and can't get well, we want to call on Jesus like Jesus got Alzheimer's. He know all about us. We can't fool him. Put your trust in him. This the name the devil don't want you to lean on, because it's been exalted above every name. And at the name Jesus, everything got to bow. Even sickness got to bow. Headaches got to bow. Cancer got to bow. Enemies got to bow at the name of Jesus. And guess what, folks? Even the devil one day and all of his angels got to bow. Bow now, or bow later, because you got to bow. It's been exalted. I ain't preached so long, I forgot how to preach. But one thing I hadn't forgot. I said one thing that I hadn't forgot. I hadn't forgot Jesus. Because I know he's able to do anything, but he just can't fail. He already have proof to who he is. A Jesus that can die when he feel like it, stay dead long as he want to, and get up when he feel like it. He is a strange God. What I love about the Lord, he'll come and see about you when everybody walk away from you. Even when the devil get at you, just call his name. How they clap, they got to move. I never forget. I even want to preach at that time, Pastor. But I was carrying furniture. I was working at the furniture store. A dog came at me. But my mama told me about Jesus. The devil sent the dog on me. The dog came running at me. All I had was Jesus. I said, oh, Jesus. When I called his name, the dog got his tail put between his legs and walked off. Jesus is all you need. Just his name. That's all you need. Just his name. Everything got to bow at it. The devil and all of his angels got to bow at the name Jesus. And let me tell you this, I'll close. I don't know how long I've been preaching. But let me tell you this. I told y'all years ago, if you got a fighting husband that love to beat on you, when he come at you, I dare you to call his name Jesus. And see, don't he leave you alone. See, everything got the answer to it. But I told y'all this now, make sure you ain't done nothing. See, but if he at you, or whoever, call that name, the devil got to recognize the name. Because it's been exalted above every name. And at this name, every knee got to bow to it. If you ain't got no knees, you got to fall flat, but you got to bow. There's something about the name. We're ashamed of it. Why are you ashamed of Jesus for what he done for you? And when hell breaking loose, you want to call the name. God ain't no fool now. You can't make no fool out of it. When you real and depending on his name, God going to listen at you. But if you're a phony, he know if you're a phony. But if you're real, God will hear your voice. Never be ashamed of Jesus. Because he's done something for us that nobody else can ever do. He died out on the cross, probably buck naked. I said he died for you and me. He didn't have to do it. He did it because he loved you. He did it because you didn't make yourself. He made you. But he promised never to leave us and not forsake us. Jesus didn't die for himself. He died for you and me. He died, but he didn't stay dead. Early, I said, early, Sunday morning, he got up out the grave with all power in his hand. He's alive, I declare, he's alive. Do you believe he's alive? Do you believe he's alive? Let the devil know he's alive. Hey, yeah. Don't be ashamed of him. Don't be ashamed of him. Don't be ashamed of him. Hanging on the cross. Don't be ashamed of him. You can't get rid of Jesus. They tried to do it. I know he lives. Do you know he lives? Do you know he lives? Do you know he lives? Hey, yes. I'm through. I almost forgot how to preach, but I'm through. But I know one thing, he lives. The devil can't take that from him. He lives. I know he lives. Do you know he lives? Do you know he lives? Let the devil know then he lives. Don't be ashamed of Jesus. Let the world know he lives. And let me say this, I'm a close, but Pastor. Let me tell you this, Pastor. Let me say this. Let me say this. You can't make no fool out of Jesus. Listen to me good now. You can't make no fool out of Jesus. He know you. He know me. He knew you before you came in the womb. You can't fool Jesus no way you try. He know when you're putting on. He know when you're real. That's what I'm going to tell y'all. Be real. Be yourself. You can't be me and I can't be you, but you can be like Jesus. Be real. Watch this now. With God, where you go, don't be ashamed of Jesus. The world now in these last days are ashamed of Jesus. The devil made a fool out of a lot of folk many years ago. that gospel came out, brother pastor, being rich. Being rich. God didn't call you to be rich. Called you to be rich in Him, not in money. Always remember this. Money can buy some things, but money doesn't buy all things. God got the best thing out the reach of money. Of money. Always remember that now. Money. Money. Pay your tithes and your offering. Give God what due to Him. And God will supply your need according to His riches and His glory. Let me say it again, but Pastor, don't sit down. But I've got to say it because it's important. Don't try to make no fool out of Jesus. Watch this now. When you try to fool Jesus, that the devil dealing with you. Can't nobody fool Jesus. He knew you before He put you in the womb. He ain't got to follow you. He already know you. The Bible said He knows His work from the beginning to the ending. We can't fool God, know where you go. If you want to please God, be yourself and be real. That's when God can use you. Don't you never try to fool Jesus. You messing your own self up. You cut your blessing off. He know you. You can't fool Him. I put you there. In the womb. I already know you when I put you there. So be real. Because this name has been exalted above every name. Watch this. And every knee got to bow. Could I put it like I want to? Got to bow to this country name, Jesus. Be real. Be yourself. You can't be me and I can't be you. Stop trying to be like somebody else. I made you like I want to make you. Be yourself. Just be real. I made you. I wish I was like so-and-so. No, you don't. Be like God made you. Just be real by lifting up the name Jesus. I really don't mean all of a pastor if I open the doors of the church. Somebody out here right now may need Him as your Savior. You're going to die one day. You may be doing well. You got to watch the devil. He ain't about to be no fool now. He ain't about to be no fool. Because you're doing well, because you got card money, you got a little money in the bank, he'll make you think you're all right. But you're not saved. He'll make you feel like you're all right because you're doing well. And see, some folk will show you, they're struggling, trying to make it. The devil deceives folks like that. But you know you lost, and you're going to die. You're going to die. You see folk dying. You see that every day. One day you're going to die. I'm going to die. Some of us are going to be caught up in a rapture. But until then, you're going to die. And you're going somewhere to stay forever. Don't let the folk fool you. You're in the image of God. You're in the likeness of God. You can never stop living. You can never stop existing. You're going to exist somewhere in hell or heaven. Jesus coming to keep us from going to hell. And you're going to die. Okay, sometimes I'll have this pastor and they never went to church, but when they die, they want to bring them to church. Well, I had many feuds. I've been in this church, but pastor, and never came to church, but they want to bring them in the church. They already where they are. Don't let the devil deceive you. Get yourself saved. While you are alive, give your life to Jesus while you are alive. You're gonna die. You're gonna die. One day you're gonna die. One day you're gonna die. You're going somewhere to stay forever. Why, Reverend Walk, you in the image and the likeness of God. Not chickens and turkeys and dogs and cats. They're not in the image of God. But we are in the image of God. We can't never stop existing. We can't never stop living. We got to live somewhere forever. And Jesus come to keep us from going to hell by believing on Him. Stop deceiving yourself. Let the devil mess you up. Don't let him mess you up. If you lost and know you're not saved, give your life to Jesus right now. If you in that car, hear my voice, or wherever. Get out that car and come give your life to Jesus. Tell that preacher you want to be saved. You're going to die. Now you're going to die. You're going to die. The saints will be here when Jesus comes back. They'll be caught up in the rapture. But right now, until then, you're going to die. Now, if you're lost, why don't you give your life to Christ while you got a chance? While you got a chance. Stop fooling yourself. The devil ain't nothing to play with. He'll make you think you're all right. I'm doing about as good as that man in church, that woman in church. Oh, you're not saved, though. Will there be one going to give your life to Christ? Will you come? The doors of the church is open. Bless you, brother.
Man, what you talking about? You forgot how to preach.
Man, I help forgot, man.
Man,
God. God, how to preach. I don't forgot how to preach. I ain't preached so long, I don't forgot how to preach, man. Turn that thing off. How you turn it off?
Together again and bless God for Dr. Walker.
person right before benediction. Right before benediction, Brother Jesse Matthews is coming, Councilman Matthews is coming, and we're going to proceed into the dedicatorial service for Dr. Walker. Listen, this is a special day. This is a day not only that we preach Jesus, but we honor Dr. Walker for preaching over 40 years. And the impact of his life has on Bessemer, Birmingham, the world. So Councilman Matthews is coming, and we will proceed right into the dedicatory service for Dr. Walker.
Good afternoon. To Pastor Rogers, all pastors, ministers, deacons, members, visitors, elected officials, and last but not least, to our honoree, Reverend Walker, and his wife and family. Today is a great day in Bessemer, not just because we're here for this occasion, it's because the Lord has spared our lives another day. We ought to get more horns than that. The Lord has spared our lives another day. Thank you. Today has been set aside to dedicate 11th Avenue in honor of Reverend William H. Walker, Sr.